Hey, Sean.
Love Talk Radio.
Hey, Sean, what's up?
How you doing?
Sean?
I'm all right.
Not much. Hey. Yeah, I didn't get it scheduled, but I forgot to do it, so I didn't get it until 7:30, so it's fine.
What, they had somebody else on 7:30?
No. I mean, originally, you know, we do it at 7, but I didn't get in to schedule it in time. And when you're, you know, if you don't get in at least by a certain time, I couldn't schedule it at 7. I had to go for 7:30.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
That sounds like something.
Yeah, so.
So how's that going? You going to the Spirit of a Dove Awards?
Yeah, I was going to. You going to go?
I was sent the invitation.
Yeah. It's August 10th. I mean, April 10th. Not August 10th. April 10th. The Sunday.
It's August 16th?
April 10th, yeah.
Say that again?
April 10th?
April 10th, okay, right, okay.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
That's Sunday, okay. I hope I'm off that weekend.
Yeah, it starts at like, I think it starts at 4, or.
Say that again?
I believe it starts at 4.
Oh, in the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can always, I'll see. I mean, I did accept the invitation. Hey, how much are the tickets?
35.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good dinner. I mean, the dinner is worth it, just for dinner. Really, because I didn't go last year, I went the year before. But the dinner is worth it. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. The year I went, they did have like a live band playing too. I don't know if what they're going to have the same this year.
Right. Okay. That's
very
nice. Yeah. With that Ridge, they have that new place. Where have you ever been around that area, like Ridge?
Yeah, it's in Darby.
Darby.
Is that the rec center this year?
Uh huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, 0612?
It's Wenda.
Wenda?
Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sorry, got in late.
No, actually, we just started because I didn't get the show scheduled for 7:30, so.
I don't want you thinking 7 o'clock. Okay.
You know, I'm supposed to be 7, but I didn't get in to schedule it in time. I forgot that I didn't schedule it, and by the time I got in to schedule it, I couldn't schedule it at 7. I had to go to 7:30. So,
okay.
But it's supposed
we're here.
It's supposed to be 7.
All right.
That is fine.
Let's do a half an hour increment.
Yeah.
Do you have any guests on the line?
No, it's just me and Sean Anderson.
No, not today. Okay.
No, I was going to talk a little bit.
Well,
how was
today?
I don't know if Sean had anything planned.
Well,
you know.
I did, it's Black History Month, and I was reading up on some of the abolished project. So I wanted to talk about the abolished project. I thought I would be home by now. Maybe I could pull it up on my computer. But
yes.
The abolished project is about how a group of slaves and other activists got together to abolish slavery. And this slave by the name of, if I remember his first name, Odola, who was a slave, and he had wrote some letters while he was in, or you know, while he was on slave ship and after slavery, and he was just telling about his experience as a slave and how the torment that he went through and how he seen slaves come and go and how they treated him through that journey, you know, while he was a slave. So, you know, it's one of the things that I want to talk about is how does the past affect our future now? Some people are still in slavery in the barn, but they don't know how much we have here now and what it took to get where we are now.
I don't really think that actually all went away, slavery. That's my thought.
I think many people are, I mean, I know there's slavery in some parts of the world, even today, like I think in some parts of Africa, it still goes on. But I think for the most part, most people are still mentally enslaved. I mean, that would be safe to say. So, I mean, physically they're not in slavery, but mentally. And another thing, I think I've heard it described that the debt is another form of slavery. Like people just have so much debt with student loans and that is actually another form of slavery. Because, you know, you're effectively owned by that debt. You can't, oppressive or not oppressive. Yeah, it's so imposing that it, impacts your life and you're kind of not free to do many things because of this debt. Because, you know.
Right.
Still another thing that's compared to slavery is the prison system. Because prisoners, once you get because it says in the Constitution that except people that are incarcerated, there's no slavery except those that are incarcerated. And people that are incarcerated can be sent to work for virtually nothing, and it's kind of like slavery. A lot of different companies can contract out; they have prisoners do work for them, and they get paid essentially nothing, like pennies or something like that. So that's actually another form of slavery.
32 cents an hour.
Oh, okay.
32 cents an hour.
You've got to be kidding.
Wow.
That's
yeah. Yep, they get paid 32 cents an hour, and they have a factory that's called Silicor, and Silicor makes furniture. not making to say that those who are in prison now don't deserve to be there, but you have a point there that those who are in prison is a form of slavery. They're making money off every individual who is there, and it costs just to feed them also. So of course that big corporations are taxing and government are taxing. Us law-abiding citizens, we are being taxed. We are paying for the individuals who makes a crime or does a crime. But at the same time, that big corporations right now are making more jails than schools.
They're taking everything away.
Yeah, for profit. They're taking everything away our leaders, our civil rights activists, have struggled to make, you know, to make happen. And that's our freedom of speech, everything. We have the right to vote, the right of education, the right to pray, the right to even sit and gather, you know. You can't even do that.
Yes.
And if you do, you got to do it behind closed doors. But this is why we have a number one, you know, that we stay persistent, and we have a African American president, you know, who was in his last year. That's why we all got to vote. We all, everyone got to vote. Got to vote in every branch.
But what we have to vote, what we have to choose from, is not really impressing me. After Obama leaves office, I'm like real quandary. You know, I don't feel the quality of the candidates are that good. I don't know. I mean, Bernie Sanders. I mean, he sounds good, but I don't know. I think he's promising a lot that he can't deliver, and Hillary just seems so. I don't know. Who knows what's up with her?
Wants to be heard, huh? I said, wants to be heard, huh?
Yeah. And then on the Republican side, forget it. They're completely crazy. I don't know. Well, I guess you got to pick someone.
Yeah. Well, you know something? I was thinking about, like, a few years ago, back in maybe it was the 14 or maybe it was the 2013, when I first did the Entrepreneurship with Opportunity, Inc., and I met Dr. Stiles. And Dr. Stiles was talking about the new Black Wall Street, right? The movement. And he was talking about that. So, and it kept dawning on my mind. I'm like, well, what is he talking about? Because I never heard about the Black Wall Street, right? So I'm saying, well, is he asking a business? Yes. He's talking about what is it now? Is it real? So I started doing my homework and I started looking up the Black Wall Street. Don't you know that the Black Wall Street out of Oklahoma, we had 79, I believe it was maybe 79 or over, black-owned business. We had our own business, own Wall Street.
Yeah.
Our very own Wall Street. We had movie taverns, you know, and it was all
like that for every store you can think of out there.
Yeah, bus companies and stuff. Yeah, bus companies, insurance agencies, doctors, lawyers.
Yeah,
and pretty much everything. Yeah.
Sound like they had them all out there.
Yes.
Not only that, there were other Black Wall Streets besides Tulsa. I mean, there's one, I think, in Florida, like in North Carolina. There was different ones.
I just knew one out west in Oklahoma.
But the most famous one because it was burned and blew up during the riots. But there were other ones, maybe not quite as big, but, you know, there were other ones, though, yeah. I can't, I know there was one, I think, in... I don't know if it was North Carolina or South. I think I want to say North Carolina. There was one. There were a few other ones. But, I mean, that just proves that it can be done if it was done, you know, back then with fewer access to resources and, you know, fewer rights. Think what could be done now if, you know, everybody focused on, you know, obtaining something like that. So.
I think if we would all be willing to work together, it could still work.
Yeah.
But you have so many differences out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, it's exactly.
It's
exactly.
Sad.
Nope.
I'm not saying everybody's this way. It just seems like a lot are free to help each other. I'm not saying everybody's that way. So don't get me wrong. But it's like one don't want this one get ahead of them. And, you know, that's what I think is not a problem is, we just help each other out of love and be a
whole
lot better.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not funny. Few rotten apples spoil the barrel, you know.
Yeah, and that's sad.
Yeah, it is. But, it's definitely something.
So the question is, what are we going to do to help our young fellow adolescents and young teens who are coming now, I would say, who's growing up now, who don't know, who are just learning about Black history, you know, who just learned about the Black leaders before our predecessors, you know. What are we going to do now about teaching them? Because, you know, they're taking Black history out of the schools. They're taking the history of what is supposed to be learned about Black history and about our Black leaders. You know, they don't even call our own president Mr. President. They call him Mr. Obama, them disrespectful people.
That's not
good. You know?
Yes. That's not
you know,
good.
I mean, we can, as private citizens, we can host like seminars and whatever else on Black history. That's one thing. We could show films, have, you know, lectures, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, or we can even do it over the internet, social media, have web pages or send out tweets, that sort of thing.
Yeah, trying to get in their heads because that's what they're all about now, technology.
Maybe video games, that would be another way, concentrated around Black history, you know, historical figures. That would probably be the best way. If you can create a video game that would incorporate Black history, that would be probably the best way to get, you know,
customers younger. That's a good way.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good
one. If I thought about maybe brushing up on my programming skills, but maybe I can create my own video game. But have you ever heard of the documentaries called Hidden Colors? There's a Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3.
No.
Oh, but
no, it's all about Black history, and, you know, like, talking about history from the beginning of time, from way back, not just in this country, but from all over the world. I highly recommend it. It's called Hidden Colors. There's, like, 3 volumes of it. It's,
okay.
It's really good. So I believe
I'll
it's available
look at that
on,
tonight.
Yeah, it's available on DVD, but I know I was able, I have one of those stream boxes, one of those Android stream boxes. I was able to bring it up on name and watch it. So,
could we get it on YouTube or something?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried it. And maybe you could try it. I haven't tried YouTube, but
are you saying this is a movie?
It's not in the movies. It's you'd have to like order the DVD or whatever online.
Oh, okay.
Look
DVD,
it up on
okay.
Either that or if you have a stream box, you might be able to find it on there. If you ever heard of stream boxes, like streaming of movies, you might be able to find
it
on there. Hidden Colors. There's a Hidden Colors 1, a Hidden Colors 2, and a Hidden Colors 3. It's from a guy named Tariq Nasheed, I think his name is. He's the one that does it. He has a YouTube channel. Him you can find on YouTube, but I don't think he would make the Hidden Colors available. But he is on. He does other like topics on YouTube. He has like his own like kind of like radio show. It's Tariq Nasheed is his name. He's the one that produced it. And Tariq is T-A-R-I-Q, and Nasheed is N-A-S-H-E-E-D. But they're variants. I mean, I read a lot, and I consider myself I know pretty much about more than maybe the average person. But those Hidden Colors, there's stuff I didn't even know. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. So it's highly worth it if you can, you know, be either order the DVDs or if you find some other way to get access to it. But if you show them, just that alone would, you know, enrich their minds, I think. You know, just if you can get access to the movie. Yes.
That's what a lot of problem is, you know, trying to reach them. expose them to the right things. Because it sounds like for so long they've just been exposed to too much of the wrong. And I don't really believe all the children really want to be the way that they are, but that's what's set before them.
I feel
give another chance that some of them might be too different.
Yeah, I mean, products of their environment. You know, change their environment, I think. And, you know, a lot of some of it's peer pressure. You know, what's the other kid doing? They want to fit in, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, some people just can't change their environment. They can change where, you know, hanging around with people that they hang around. It can be changed, but I'm saying the environment of, like, say, where they live. Geographic, they can't change, but they can change the, you know, the people they hang around. Most definitely.
Yeah, that's what I meant by environment, people we associate with, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, geographically, realistically, they can just uproot and move somewhere.
Bad peers in their life, they need the good, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because they have to experience it for themselves, right? But the generation this day doesn't just take your word for it. You know, they just don't believe what you say. You know, it seems like they have to experience. I mean, many of us, I know I had to experience for myself also, but even more today, the generation today is, it's like, oh, no, I got to see it to believe it. You know, I got to see it to believe it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I think they have plenty of examples out here. All they got to do is turn TV on. Turn TV on. They got plenty of examples of what not to do.
That's
plenty
true.
Plenty of examples.
Why is any kid, you know?
Yeah.
And,
that's true.
It's hard to change a lot of it one time, but sometimes you can just get a hold of one or two at a time. They, you know, can make a big difference. You just need to stand strong and have the right desires. And
and
lead their friends in the right way.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, you know, age today, which black leader or being in this Black History Month, if any person you would want to be, who would you want to be in Black History?
Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. Washington, huh? All right. what about you, Linda? Huh?
I wish I could tell you. first one that comes to my mind, and I can't even think of her name, but I knew who I mean. The lady who used to with all those runaway sleeves. You know who I'm talking about.
Harriet Tubman?
I think she had to be very strong-willed and had a great love for others.
How many
people are going to put their self out like she did?
Oh, yes.
Who would you want to
be? I would be Du Bois.
W.E.B. Du Bois.
W.E.B. Du Bois, yes.
Yeah, all right, that's interesting. Did he help start the NAACP, I think?
Start the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah, the Talented Ten. You kind of follow that. That was like his credo.
I would also be George Washington Carver.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have
a scientist. Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah.
So, Gonna have a split personality, huh? Being two people.
And definitely being a good film that I work in. I'm about to have healthcare and mental health.
Yep. Cool. So, Sean, is that what you aspire to do? Maybe open up some kind of a, I don't want to say like a, some type of institution where you could teach like Black history to like the youth or something to that effect? Is that what you're, is that one of your goals maybe?
Now, say that one more time, Sean.
So is that what you're hopefully aspiring to do, like to start some kind of institution or some type of seminar to educate the youth on Black history? Is that what you're trying to get going, or is it just something
No, that definitely sounds good, but my plan is in the future is to have a speaker jam. Speaker jam coming up with adolescents. Not with adolescents, but with young teens through our storytelling. And it's not just going to be young teens, but it's going to be some adults too. And they're going to either, do spoken word, they can tell a story, but it's to inspire those, it's going to be to inspire those who are, who are out there listening, who is out there watching, and, hoping I can get some supporters, and those who can sponsor our event. And I'm thinking this is going to be sometime coming the summer. So I might have to get an advisory team together and see what we can do to put this together. But, yes, I'm thinking trying to inspire these Black young men and women, as a matter of fact, everybody of all color, to come out and inspire, because just not
yet
our African Americans who are, who need help healing through health and wellness, but it's everyone. Everyone needs it. Everyone's going through something.
The only person who
got lots of worries, and he's probably only worrying about his money and how much he lost or how much he gained, is the rich guy. It's one who's sitting up there on Wall Street, eating caviar. He's the one who's really in stress, But
So true.
About that being said, yeah.
Yeah, they're always worried
about to the real world.
Yep. Well, that's a great idea, and I'd love to be a part of that in any way. In any way I could.
Almost.
Let me know.
Awesome. Yes, sir. I'm trying to get it together, and hopefully we're here at the City of Philadelphia Department being able to help support us with this too. So just keep your hands crossed. Keep your hands crossed.
Oh, keep praying, right?
Yes. Oh, yep. Man, I missed
it. It makes a big difference.
It'd be awesome when we can pull that off. Real awesome.
Say it again.
So it'd be real awesome when we can pull that off, though.
Oh, yeah. Good
point. Even just as much getting it started would make a big nice.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to cut you loose, but I have to get off this call now. So you can have it again next week. I'll try to get on again. Okay?
Yeah, before you go, I think I did look on YouTube. It looks like it is on there, but it's in like sections, like little pieces of it. It's like the whole documentary thing is like, I think, almost 2 hours. No, I saw like 30 minutes here, 15 minutes here, but it's on you. I guess you can watch it that way if you don't mind. I didn't find it on YouTube, though.
Sean, you know what?
Yes.
If you send me text to multiple people at one time, I don't know what's wrong with my phone. I can't open them up.
All right.
So I can only open them up. I want to get a new phone when I can, but right now, because you sent me something, I think, last week after you got off the call, but I don't know what it was. Anything that says multiple messages, and I can't open up, I don't know why.
All right.
I'm working on trying to get a new one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I know that it tests you individually, then.
Yeah, not that I'm that special, but that's the way it is right now, okay?
Well, you can open individual texts, though, right?
Right, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, I have to get off, but I'll be back on next week, all right?
I'll see you,
Linda.
All right, take care.
Okay, and I respect you for trying, you know, keep building this thing up. You know what I mean? Not easy, but I think one day you can get good results from it.
All right. Well,
so
I appreciate
you supporting
us tonight. You too.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm thinking,
So, like, yeah, you can find it on YouTube, though, but it's, like, in bits and pieces, though.
You said different colors is called?
Hidden Colors.
Hidden Colors.
Yeah.
Don't you text that to me.
I can receive
your texts. Hidden Colors. All right.
Hidden Color. Yeah, I'll text it to you so you have it. So yeah, I highly recommend you watch. You know, you really gain a lot of insight from it.
You know, one thing I know that we do have a couple of events coming up, Sean.
Yeah, I saw you sent me an invitation, the one, I think it's the 20th.
Yeah, we have one the 20th, and we have one February 12th.
Oh, right, all right. Is that this week coming?
Yes.
This weekend, I think?
That's coming up this Saturday.
All right. Is that at the same place, same church?
Yes, he's going to be the same place. Well, the 20th is going to be at 7200 Wilson Avenue. I got to give him a flyer. That's over in the West Oak Lane part of the city.
All right. Oh, hot.
Yeah, got to post a couple of flyers up.
That's the one on the 20th. The one next week is at the church in Germantown, right?
Yes, the one on Friday is at the church in Germantown. That's from 6 to 9.
Oh, that's Friday, not Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, that's Friday the 12th from 6 to 9.
Well, I won't be able to make that because I work in Harrisburg, and by the time I won't get up there, I don't get home to my place until like after 7. Driving.
Right.
So by the time I get
up
there.
Wow, it takes 2 hours to get the travel?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't do that every day. But during the week, I come back, so I might go to my mom's place in Reading, and it's only like an hour, but. So,
didn't you change offices or something?
Yeah, I was in like Thorndale, Chester County. That was only 45 minutes from where I lived. I got a promotion, but that was in Harrisburg.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe I might. I'm trying to, I don't know, let me see if I can, because I've already been there like over a year. Maybe if I can get out of there back in the Philadelphia area, trying to see what jobs are available, you know. I haven't come across anything yet.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so what are you doing now? You're doing the same thing, but you're with your supervisor?
What's that again?
I say you're doing the same thing, but you said you got a promotion.
No, it's not the same thing. Before I was like a caseworker for Department of it was called the Department of Welfare. For food stamps and Medicaid and that sort of stuff. Now, I mean, I still work for the Department of Human Services, but I work in nursing homes and waiver providers, community-based health services, was full of people. So I work for providers with their billing and, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So we're provider support.
Now, when you say providers, you mean hospitals or insurance?
A hospital is a provider, but in our case, we don't work at the hospital because I'm in waiver providers. Those people that go into the homes and help and provide services to people in homes, whether it's nursing or non-nursing service or non-medical. It could be as simple as fixing someone's food, helping them bathe, that sort of thing. Where they're outside a nursing home or whatever, so they're in their own home, but they have people come in and assist them because they have a disability or whatever. They can't do it themselves. Home health. Those are the providers that we assist with billing and keeping track of, what they bill us.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. That's cool. Yeah, because most of that service are paid through Medicare.
Exactly, or Medicaid.
Right, Medicare or Medicaid, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Right.
So is there anything that you can tell the listeners who may listen to this tape later on?
About what I do or just anything in general?
I guess any resources that you think that may be useful.
All right. Like I said, Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3, I recommend, you watch that or whether it's, I did find bits and pieces of it on YouTube. I mean, probably the whole thing there, but you gotta listen to, watch maybe 15, 20 minutes of it at a time and click on another video that way. Or, you can order the DVDs, I think, online, the complete that they sell them that way. Other resources, let me think. So much stuff I was... let me say that's it for now. There's other stuff I can't remember. I don't have it in front of me right now. Maybe we'll continue that for the next show. I'll come up with some more resources to refer. But that's it for now that I have that I can think of off the top of my head.
Awesome. That's good. Well, for those who listen, of course we do have these storytelling training for Friday, February 12th at Pentecostal Faith Assembly Church off of 5347 Pulaski Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19144. Times is between 6 and 9 p.m. The training will be between the times of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. We also have a training February 20th at the Simons Recreation Center. This training is held at the Simons Recreation Center, 7200 Wolfston Avenue. Times of the training will be 12 to 4. This is, again, storytelling through healing, health, and wellness. I think that area code is 19138. Philadelphia, PA, 19138.
All right, great. Oh, one thing I didn't want to add, in 2 weeks, not next week, but the show after next week, I want to do a tutorial on investing in stock, maybe an introduction to investing in stock.
That sounds good.
Yeah, put that together. So that's going to be in 2 weeks, hopefully. We get enough people come on. So I'm going to start promoting that, so make sure we get people signed on for that. So that'll be not – what's next week? Next week is, what, the 15th, next Monday? So
yeah.
It's February 22nd we're going to shoot for this tutorial training, stock investing. So stay tuned for that. February 22nd, 7 o'clock. Yep. All right, and that's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean.
Well, thank you. And you have a good evening.
All right, you have a good evening. Those who are listening later on, y'all have a good evening also. Peace out.
Yes. All right, bye. Good night.